The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, everybody, what you're about to hear are the piano stylings of Jeff Manuel. Man, listen to Jeff go. Jeff Manuel has been playing piano around Chicago for years. He's played for conventions, for celebrities, played in basement bars with blues bands. He's played at prestigious social clubs, fine restaurants, and in the intimacy of private homes. Book Jeff Manuel at jeffmanuelpianist.com. Don't worry, I'll spell his name at the end of this commercial. You know what Chicago Magazine said? They said that Jeff Manuel is, quote, as comfortable with Chopin as he is with Cole Porter. He's excellent, and his performance is joyous. He offers an elegant stream of compositions and interpretations that entertains the mind but won't hurt the ears. To hear more of Jeff Manuel's work and to book Jeff for your next event, go to jeffmanuelpianist.com. I'm going to spell it out for you, people. J-E-F-F. M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy, U, E, L, P, I, A, N, I, S, T.com. Take it away, Jeff Manuel.
And now your host, Chicago Reader columnist Ben Jarofsky.
Hello, everybody. Ben Jarofsky here. We're calling this Scarlet Letter Thursday. And here's why. My Sun Times headline said it all. Beloved Bright One, home delivered as always. If it's up to City Hall, they'll never work for this town again. Then you open it up to page 12 where the story is. And then, come on, D. I know you're more of a Tribune guy when it comes to headlines, but come on, D, on this headline.
You're not wrong about that.
Hold your hire.
Like fire.
Oh, wow. Now, this is
it's pretty good.
Now, this is a Sun-Times exclusive. Shout out to Fran Spielman, who we share this office space, a studio space with. She records her show here as well. Fran Spielman, this is a Sun-Times exclusive based on, what did they do? 29-page list of untouchables released to the Chicago Sun-Times in response to a Freedom of Information request. So there's no Tribune counterpart that I can turn to, D, so you could then judge, like, which is better. Now, folks know, have heard this bit. D loves the Tribune headlines. I'm more of a Sun-Times headline guy. Hold your hire. Turns out, in its infinite wisdom, the city of Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, has a do not hire list. That means once fired, once removed from office, you are never, ever, 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 E-V-E-R, to be hired again.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mueller. Unless, of course, there's some process you can go through to clear your name. I think it's like once every 2 years. But it reminds me sort of like there was a TV show way back in the day, long before Dr. D was born, probably before long before any of you were born, called Branded. Branded. And in this TV show, Chuck Connors played a former, was a Civil War soldier who was unfairly, unjustly accused of cowardice, I think it was, D. Don't quote me on this. And they kicked him out of the army. They branded him. Branded. And they took his sword and they broke it over their legs. So he could never use his sword again, which is kind of funny. It's like, we could just get another sword. You know what I mean? But anyway, they broke the sword. That's the only part of the show I remember. And that's what they're doing in the city of Chicago.
That show sounds awesome. You know,
it was actually not a... My memory says it was not a bad show. We're talking about a show that aired somewhere in the mid-60s. So, folks, memory's a little faulty on my part, so don't rush to watch it. But I'm just saying it had a great opening where they took the sword. And Mad Magazine, can I just... I know I'm in a tangent within a tangent, Matt. I love Mad Magazine. They did a parody of Branded, but they when they broke the sword, they had the wrong end. So when the guy broke the sword over his leg, he cut his leg off. I thought that was hilarious back... Anyway, Mad Magazine. Where was I? Branded for life. Oh, yes. Do not hire list. I've got a lot of issues with do not hire lists in general. Now, I understand If somebody is charged and convicted of a very egregious crime that he or she should not be, let's say you're a public school employee who has abused children, yes, you should be on a do not hire list. You should not be put in a position where you can abuse more children. Duh. But a political do not hire list? I don't know. You know, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way. It's like the inner civil libertarian in me. You understand what I'm saying? I got that inner civil libertarian in me, the inner ACLU member in me, sort of like the inner Republican that exists within me, D, that is awakened every time I get my property tax bill. God damn it, Ronner had a point. No, he didn't, folks. But I'm, you know, just saying. Anyway, back to Branded for Life, Do Not Hire. Franz Spielman with a story, excellent story. I urge everybody to check it out.
Wait.
Yay for our teachers! Yay for our teachers!
Did you say Bruce Rauner?
Yes, I did. Thank God you've got your computer back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Could you play the Rauner thing yesterday?
No.
Oh, man, I missed it. Yay for our teachers. Then, of course, the next part is yay for Ann Burke. They always, you know, forget that part. Bruce Rauner's good friends, the Burks. Anyway, moving on. They've banned for life, they're put on the do not hire list, Eddie Johnson, former police chief, and Bill McCaffrey, the young feller who was the spokesperson in the law department. Now, let me just say this before we get started. I'm not friends with either man, Johnson or McCaffrey. I don't know either man. I'm not sure I've ever met him. I know I've never met Johnson. I'm pretty sure I've never met McCaffrey. So I'm just saying I'm looking at this from afar. So I'm not privy to their version of what went down. They've not told me their version. Neither of them is speaking to the press as to what went down. But let's just break down the facts that we know. Eddie Johnson was the police chief. Mayor Rahm hired him after firing Gary McCarthy. He served, I think. He did a good job serving as police chief at a very tumultuous time, trying to rebuild bridges that have been badly burned between Chicago's police department and its black community in the aftermath of the Laquan McDonald video being released. Thought he did an admirable job. I remember he walked with Father Flager. Remember the march, D? We talked about that a lot along the Kennedy or the Dan Ryan when they were protesting budget cuts from the state budget cuts. So, you know, I thought he did an admirable job at a very difficult time, and he got caught up in an embarrassing scandal. He was kissing a woman who was not his wife at a bar downtown Chicago, all right? City of Chicago was shocked by that, D, shocked and horrified. We had that headline going for how many days? We talked about Eddie Gate for how many days, D? You know, city of Chicago is still, it's like 1975 here in the city. We're shocked.
Oh, you would love that. You love the 70s.
Wait, 1955. Let's go back
there
in time.
You go.
The 70s was kind of a hip swing in time, man.
Been 30 years old in the 1950s. He's really old, guys.
Back in the 1950s, I was 30 years old and listened to Frank Sinatra records. Anyway, Chicago was shocked by that. And Lori Lightfoot was shocked. She said he lied to her. Who knows? I don't know. Lori Lightfoot said he lied. He was fired. They put him on a do not hire list. I think that's overkill. I do not think that Eddie Johnson should be permanently banned from working for the city of Chicago. We don't even know what went down in the conversation between Eddie Johnson and Lori Lightfoot. I just think it's like humiliating the guy. What did he do that deserves such humiliation? I mean, he gave some solid service to the city of Chicago, and that's the reward he gets? Humiliating? He already had his freaking embarrassing escapade paraded on the front pages of all the paper. Now he's on a do not hire list. Oh, must never hire Eddie Johnson again because he, unforgivable crime of what? Lying to the mayor? We don't know. We don't know what was said between the two of them. Bill McCaffrey. Now, Bill McCaffrey was, he's not nearly as well known as Eddie Johnson. His story was not splashed across the pages. He was a spokesperson for the city law department at the time. And again, I never had any encounters with him when he was a law department spokesperson. Generally don't have the best relations, by the way, D. I just got to share this with the communication specialists for the Emanuel administration and the Daley administration. Back then, they just didn't want anything to do with me. Can you believe that? Them not wanting something to do with me? Damn, such a nice guy.
Take a
right,
chill pill, man.
Yeah. Okay, Rahm, I will do that. Anyway, this arose from the incident regarding Corporation Counsel Mark Flessner. That was Flesnergate. Now, we talked a lot about this. Flesnergate is the corporation counsel, the chief lawyer that the city has. He was hired for that job by Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She should be free to hire who she wants, right, Dee? The corporation counsel is the number one legal advisor that the mayor of Chicago has. As such, she turns to him or her for all kinds of advice on all kinds of issues. So it has to be someone that Lori Lightfoot trusts. Someone that Lori Lightfoot admires, someone who Lori Lightfoot thinks has integrity, someone that Lori Lightfoot thinks whose view of law matches her view of law. It's a very important position. And so I agree that Lori Lightfoot should be able to hire whoever she wants. So she did a survey of all the lawyers in the world and decided that Mark Flesner was the lawyer best suited to fill this important job. Fine. That's her prerogative, D. She was elected mayor of the city of Chicago. I voted for her, okay? Turns out...
it's her prerogative. She can do what she wants to do.
Well, in this case, all right? I don't know if she could... in this case, she could do what she wants to do. Turns out...
That was a Bobby Brown reference.
Oh, I missed that.
I know. Well, I know you did. It was like in the 80s.
In this case, it turns out that Mark Flesner did not live in the city of Chicago, D. No, lived in Naperville, I think. That's a suburb, okay? Furthermore, here's the part that really got to me. Turns out that he voted Republican in the 2018 primary, which meant that he either voted for Jeannie Ives or Bruce Rauner. That staggers me. It's like, what in the world would motivate somebody? I really struggle with this, folks. I understand that not everybody's a Democrat like I am. But what in the world would motivate somebody to vote in that particular primary? Your choice was Bruce Rauner, who is arguably the worst governor this state has. No, he was the worst governor this state has ever had, at least in my lifetime.
I mean, in the 50s, too?
Yeah, he was. Oh,
I know
my
you were
God.
Around for them.
The 50s. We had some great governors in the 50s. Stratton.
Yay,
William Stratton.
Yay, for our teachers. Yay, for our teachers.
William Stratton may have served some time in jail. All right. Okay.
There you go.
Forget Stratton.
Sounds like a typical Illinois governor.
So he's, I would say, now, is he worse than Governor Blagojevich? I got to think about this, okay? Blagojevich, at least. I know Blagojevich is doing time in federal prison, but, at least he got budgets passed, right? Did that. Rauner couldn't do that. So I don't know. We could talk all day. We could have that debate. Is Rauner worse than Blagojevich? But he certainly didn't warrant reelection. So who was Flesner voting for? The opposition was Jeannie Ives. Jeannie Ives is probably to the right of the Chicago Tribune editorial board, if such a thing is possible. She is a vehement opponent to a woman's right to choose, among other things, gay rights, et cetera, and so forth. So I have a hard time believing that Flesner would pick a ballot to vote for Jeannie Ives. Either way, it's a terrible, it doesn't show a lot that... it doesn't speak well for the person that Lori Lightfoot would decide should be our corporation counsel, someone who voted in the Republican primary in 2018. But that was her decision. Somehow or other, in the fallout of all that, Bill McCaffrey got fired. The spokesperson for the law department got fired. Flesner didn't get fired.
Flesner?
McCaffrey got fired. And now he's on a do not hire list. How is that fair? How is that right? How is that? How is that? That just smells of just bully-like punishment. I don't know. When I look at it all in all, I'm telling you what. I don't think Mark Flesner should be fired. Excuse me, Flesner. I got his name wrong. I apologize. Mark Flesner. I don't believe Mark Flesner.
He's listening. He was offended so much.
I don't.
How dare he?
I've got a feeling it may get to him. A copy of this may get to him. A transcript of this may get to him. Anyway, I'm not saying that Mark Flesner should be fired for the high crime of being a Republican.
Yeah, no, business with cannabis.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I love it when you call it cannabis, by the way. Anyway, so plenty of political talk ahead of us, plenty of reefer talk ahead of us. Before we do any of that, the young man from Alton, the man they call Dr. Doobie, with the news.
Hey, how about we find out what's happening in Chicago and or Illinois this afternoon, huh? What do you say about that, Ben?
I say it's a great idea.
I think so, too. First up, no public events scheduled for our Illinois Governor, J.B. Pritzker. Ben Jarofsky, it's a very snowy day here in the city of Chicago, and apparently the guy has nothing going on today, so I will pose this hard-hitting question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Does J.B. Pritzker the richest politician in America, besides Michael Bloomberg, old Moneybags Bloomberg, does J.B. Pritzker shovel his own driveway and sidewalk?
Well, first of all, again, he's not the richest politician. And presumably Trump is even wealthier. Let's not forget Donnie. All right.
Pritzker's way richer than Trump. Guarantee it.
Well, I think he's only worth $3 billion. That's I know only, right? Young Donald says he's worth more than that, so who knows? He won't reveal his tax force. But anyway, get to the main point. Yes, and I guess Rauner doesn't count anymore because he's no longer our governor. I do not believe that J.B. Pritzker shovels his walk. No, I don't. I shovel mine today, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
You know, it's okay. I prefer, like, the broom now. I'm really into, like, sweeping off.
Well, I'm glad you did that motion because I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, I like the broom.
Sweeping.
It was a...
chance at all that J.B. Pritzker shovels his own
driveway. Well, I didn't say no chance. I just said, you asked me, do I think he does? And no. If I'm the richest guy... Well, okay, again, I didn't mean to go there. If I have $3 billion, I'm not shoveling my walk. I'll hire you to do it. Yo, D, get over here.
Okay, sure. Some big dumb guy. Hey, I'll do anything you say, Ben. Whatever you say.
All right.
I shovel my own walk, all right? There we go.
This J.B. Pritzker. We threw that question over to all of those listening on the live stream chat. Live stream chat, what's happening? Does Governor J.B. Pritzker shovel his own driveway and sidewalk? Several of you have weighed in, and we'll be reading your responses before we go to the break. Ben, the Chicago Sun-Times Democratic congressional primary candidate endorsements have been pouring through the headlines all week. And it looks like a reoccurring Ben Jarofsky Show guest has been endorsed. It was announced this week that the Chicago Sun-Times have endorsed Democratic 7th Congressional District candidate 1 Anthony Clark in his primary election against Keena Collins and incumbent Danny K. Davis.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that, D. You know, Anthony Clark's been coming on whatever show I've had for 3 years. He's a teacher at Oak Park River Forest. And he ran against Danny K. Davis in 2018. I think he's one of the bright voices in the Democratic Party. He's smart. He's got an interesting view of the world. I love talking to him. I told him, win or lose, he's always going to be a guest on whatever show I have, as long as I have a show, obviously. So I was really impressed. You know, I got this feeling that anybody that I like, mainstream papers will not like. And it's not always true. By the way, Keena Collins, also in the race. She's come on the show several times. So, yeah, it's good. I was really impressed that Anthony Clark got the endorsement of my beloved Bright One. So I guess I have to congratulate my beloved Bright One, huh, for, you know.
Anything you'd like to say to Anthony Clark right now?
Congratulations, young man. All right? Congratulations. Now, getting a newspaper endorsement is not the same thing as winning an election, and that's going to be a tough election to win. Danny K. Davis has been the incumbent congressperson since the 90s, and you know how people get when it comes to their congress people. They recognize a name, and they go, I'll vote for that person. So it's going to be tough to defeat an incumbent congressman, but congratulations, AC.
Yes, a reoccurring guest on the Ben Jarofsky Show, endorsed by the Sun-Times. Ben, things continue to keep looking up for us. Our download numbers have doubled when we started last year. We're slowly but surely developing a natural, organic following through word of mouth and endless content. Endless content, by the way, that you can find at both Chicago Reader and Chicago Sun-Times websites and wherever else you download your favorite podcasts. And, you know, the last thing we needed was a string of our candidates not getting endorsed. And then we have some Ben Jarofsky candidate curse rumor going around. You know what I mean? We don't want that. That would have been really bad.
Yeah. Like, anybody who comes on the Ben Jarofsky Show is just not going to get
the Benny J. Don't go on that
No, because you won't get endorsed by anybody resembling mainstream Chicago.
Not happening. At least right now, not happening. All
Matumbo,
right?
Matumbo, negatory.
Hang tight, non-sports fans. But, Ben, you know what would be about as equally as bad?
What?
You and me getting on that Mayor Lightfoot's do not hire list. Whoa, that would be awful.
Yeah.
Yes, we were just...
I got a feeling you might already be on that one, D.
Well, for those who don't know, Ben was just talking about it. Yeah, that is a thing. And former Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, you just made the list.
Yeah, I thought that was really unfair. Again, we don't know. The full story has not been told on Eddie Gate. There's always investigations. There's always reports about to come out. That's the thing about Chicago. That's what I'm saying. It's like McCarthyism around here. It's always like, wait for this report to come out. Wait for this report to come out. It's like Kim Fox. It's an endless series of reports and investigations. Wait for this one to come out. So they always keep that cloud over their heads. Wait for this one to come out. And Eddie Johnson served the city well in the 3 years that he was police chief. We could argue about whether he was too quiet beforehand on issues of police brutality. But when Rahm Emanuel turned to him and asked him to step in a very critical moment in police relations with the black community of the city of Chicago, I think he did an admirable job in those 3 years. He did not deserve just this piling on that's going on. And to slap him, further humiliate him by putting him on a do not hire list. Look, duh, he wasn't going to get hired anyway. I mean, Lori Lightfoot was not going to hire him. What if Lori Lightfoot will not be mayor forever, right? You may run in 8 years or whatever.
You never know.
So that next mayor may want to hire Eddie Johnson, or maybe not. Eddie Johnson may just want to retire. But just the humiliation of putting him on a do not hire list is overkill. I just think do not hire list in general. I remember when the Board of Education, now I'm all fired up on this one. I remember in the Board of Education, the CPS, back in the day, about 10 years ago, this is in the age of when we, from Daley to Rahm, this was in that anti-teacher day when the quote-unquote school reformers of the world had decided that everything wrong with public education in poor districts was bad teachers. If we can only get rid of bad teachers, and that's bad in quotes, we could suddenly students from the poorest of neighborhoods would be scoring like students from Wilmette and Lake Forest. That was the attitude they actually had. Still prevalent in some places. So they would fire teachers and put them on the do not hire list. I wrote a lot of stories about this. I thought it was unfair then. I thought it was McCarthyism then. I thought this notion of like secret lists that people are punished for life was ridiculous then, overkill then. And I think it's ridiculous now. I do not know what Eddie Johnson did to warrant this. And I certainly don't know what Bill McCaffrey did. That, again, is the kid who worked. He was the spokesperson for the law department. Oh, yeah. I'm probably stepping
the following
on your...
comes from the Chicago Sun-Times.
I'm
the
fired one... up about it, D.
I know you are. The following comes from the Chicago Sun-Times and the one and only Fran the Woman Spielman, host of the Fran Spielman podcast. Mm-hmm. It's the personnel equivalent of a scarlet letter that bars them from being hired by the city and raises a red flag for any private employer. That's particularly true for Eddie Johnson, who might otherwise land a job in corporate security. This 29-page list of untouchables released to the Chicago Sun-Times in response to a Freedom of Information request includes 689 names. By the way, more than 100 of those have been added in the 9 months since Lightfoot took office.
100 since Lightfoot took office. Wow, you're definitely on that list.
Hey, come on.
Do not hire Dr. Doobie. Oh, They'd have to have like three different names for you. A.K.A. Dr. Doobie. A.K.A. Dr. D. A.K.A. the man, the myth, the legend from Alton. A.K.A. White Lightning.
A.K.A. Bald Douchebag. All are listed as, quote, ineligible to rehire for a period defined as, quote, indefinite.
Wow, that indefinite? That sounds like a long time.
For Johnson, the reason is listed as, quote, retirement under inquiry. Also on the do not.
What does that even mean?
Over my head.
It's so bureaucratic on top of everything else. What is it? Retirement what?
Retirement under inquiry.
Come on. Mayor Lightfoot, let's just take this do not hire thing, just like Nancy Pelosi did to Donald Trump's.
Oh, that was good.
You know, by the way, I'm with you 100%, Nancy Pelosi. I'm not bending in the breeze because my lefty listeners go, we don't like you. Here, there we go.
Oh, and there went all the live stream listeners. They're not listening now. Also on the do not hire list, Ben mentioned it, former law department spokesman one, Bill McCaffrey. He was fired alongside with Johnson on December. The reason listed for Bill McCarthy.
McCaffrey.
I don't know why I have a McCarthy.
Yeah.
Discharge.
What the heck does that even mean? Discharge sounds horrible.
That sounds gross.
Yes. Discharge.
Eddie Johnson could not be reached for comment, but his attorney, one Tom Needham, said the designation was, quote, completely unnecessary, mean-spirited, and serves no purpose other than to demean and hurt a good man who had a fine career.
I agree with Needham. There you go. I agree with Attorney Needham. Absolutely. What purpose does it serve to put Eddie Johnson on a duty? He's not going to get hired anyway. No one's going to hire him. So why do you, you know, like, like the secret list. This does get back to McCarthyism. The secret list. You're on a list. Shh. Don't tell anybody. Go looking for a job. You don't get the job. You don't get a callback because you're on the list.
I haven't got a callback from that one job, guys, so maybe. Couple weeks back, remember?
Look, man.
I had my tie on. Haven't heard back.
Yeah, God bless you, man. You got the Scarlett Bendjerovsky letter in this town.
Well,
you work with Bendjerovsky.
You know, for some reason, I got Milwaukee on my mind. I don't know why.
You may have to go further away. Than all the nasty things I said about cheeseheads, I take it all back, cheeseheads, okay? I love you.
By the way, what a great name for a lawyer. Needham.
Needham, man.
I need him.
Needham's fighting for his client. You don't want a lawyer who stands up for his client.
What an awesome name for a lawyer. All right.
I need him.
No, I need him.
I'm with Needham 100%. Come on. It's overkill. Eddie Johnson was already fired. His name was plastered all over every newspaper. They're talking about it. Oh, we're shocked. Oh, God. Oh, all the Chicago journalist community was just shocked and outraged by these allegations. And oh, my God. So all why right. do you put him on a do not hire list? Well, why do you even have a do not hire
if
list?
If we're not on the list, if we keep going, we're going to be. So let's move on. Today, Mayor Lightfoot is at Gallery 7 to deliver remarks at the NBA Voices Youth Leadership Summit.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
God, you got your board back, man. I missed that.
All right.
By the way, can I give a shout out to Eric Zorn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune. He put on his play the thing he's got, D. You know, he put it on his.
Oh, you got to set it up a little better now.
Oh, I didn't go to radio school.
Eric Zorn sent us a Facebook message last night, and he let us know of his new ringtone that's on his phone.
That's right.
He's got a new ringtone. Eric, this is legit true. Eric Zorn's new ringtone.
I'm not a perfect person.
That's so cool.
When he put it on Facebook, I was cracking up, man. Could you imagine that's the ringtone? I am not a perfect person. For 10 trivia points, when did J.B. Pritzker say that? Do you remember?
Oh, he said that right after the Blago tapes were released, right?
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. He remembers.
All right.
And by the way, Michael Bloomberg, you might want to listen to that speech as you go around apologizing for your stop and frisk policies. You know, I am not a perfect person.
Oh, actually, he did. We do have a quote from Michael Bloomberg about that. Oh. Sorry, it's just the sound of money.
Okay.
No quotes. Just
money.
All right, we just read some of her article. Now you should go download her podcast. It's the Fran Spielman Show. Once a week, Fran the Woe Man sits down and goes one-on-one with a Chicago political figure and puts them in the hot seat. And guys, she's legit really good at it. Listen as a guest gets really comfortable. Then all of a sudden, Fran pops him with a great question. Oh, how about a? It's an awesome podcast. Go check it out. This week's guest, Cook County State's Attorney Donna Moore.
Mm-hmm. For 10 trivia points, what high school did Donna Moore go to?
Why would I know that? Ice Cube High School.
No, you know because I already told you. All that reefer you smoked is catching up with you. Remember, her older brother went to high school with me.
Choose what to hear and not to hear when you talk.
But I don't know her. I didn't know her back then. She's younger, you know, like everybody else in the world. She's younger than me.
All right, so go download the show. It's the Fran Spielman Show every week at the Chicago Sun-Times website or wherever else you download your favorite podcast. Like I said, I record the Fran Spielman Show. I'm sitting right here. Donna Moore was giving an interview with Fran. Donna Moore, pretty cool. Seems like just a regular person. She didn't have like personnel with her or anything. She just came solo. Mm-hmm. Check the interview out, everybody. All right, now we go to the live stream chat room. Shout out to all of you for weighing in. Today's big question. Does our filthy rich Illinois governor shovel his own driveway or sidewalk on snowy days like this? Ben, what was your answer again?
My answer was, I do not believe he does.
Yeah. Believe it or not, everyone on the live stream agrees. Pat Rod says, JB don't shovel no sidewalk, but it's okay because he's not a perfect person.
That's good. That's man. Pretty good. That's pretty good. Send him a car or something, man.
All right. More of you. Kyle, you're always hilarious. He says, can the Pritzkers even identify a shovel? Have any Pritzker ever held a shovel or seen a shovel in the wild?
In a wild being the key word.
In the wild.
Oh, in the wild. Okay, got it.
Let's see. KMA Barry, what's up? He says, JB shovels with his unused toilet plunger. Okay. We're never forgetting that one, are we?
No, we're not going to get over that one for a while, are we?
Okay, let's see. Steven, what's going on, Steven? He says, he's responding to Kyle saying, as a representative of the Pritzker family, I will have you know that JB owns several shovel companies and has been a leading light in shovel innovation. That's very good. All right.
Let's, shovel innovation.
All right, let's see. Ricky weighs in. Says, Pritzker shoveling while sitting on one of his... Okay, another toilet joke.
All right, guys. It didn't work for Rauner. He tried to make... Remember when Rauner, at the commercials, when it was Toiletgate was erupting?
Yeah.
Had the J.B. Pritzker Toilet Company. Remember that? That didn't really work so well.
Let's say here, KMA Barry also weighed in. Can't JB work out an arrangement with Lori and have streets and sanitation take care of his shoveling requirements?
Well, that worked for Ed Burke. If you recall, Ed Burke used to, I wonder if he still gets it. He would be put at the front of the list. His street would be shoveled before anybody, or cleaned before anybody else's. So maybe JB could cut a deal with Ed Burke.
All right. I think that's all we got there for the JB Pritzker shoveling question.
All right.
Feel free to weigh in on the live stream, everybody. We'll more than likely read your answer. And hey, I guess we're going to find out sooner or later if JB Pritzker has a do not hire list out there, huh?
I don't know, man. I just don't think that's JB Pritzker style. I hope not. Listen, I'll end it with this. I think they should take that a do not hire list and do to that list what Nancy Pelosi did to Donald John Trump's speech. Shh. There's no reason to have a do not hire list. It sounds like a political hit list. Yeah, here's the list. The part of the article where Fran Spillman explains what you have to do to get off the list. The criteria for getting off the list may warrant a second look. As it stands, those on the list may petition for removal only once every 2 years and only after providing proof the designation is, quote, no longer valid or should be excused. Okay. This really is Orwellian. They don't even tell, like in the case of McCaffrey, we don't even know why he's on the list, what he did wrong to get on the list. So now he has to, what does he have to do? Has to provide proof that the designation is no longer valid or should be excused. Well, if we don't know why he was designated in the first place, how can he come up with proof that it's no longer valid? It's McCarthyism. Take that list, pretend you're Nancy Pelosi and it's Donnie Trump's State of the Union speech, and rip it up.
All right, Miles Kamflassen has entered the studio. We'll pose the question to him real quick before we go to break. I don't know if he's been listening or not, but the question of the day, since it's so snowy out there, and it seems like J.B. Pritzker's got the day off, no public event scheduled, does J.B. Pritzker shovel his own driveway or sidewalk?
Hard to believe that the guy with extra toilets to, you know, get the tax rebates out there shoveling his walk. But maybe, you know, JB's kind of an old school kind of guy. You know, he loves Gilligan's Island. He likes the Eagles, right?
Yeah, he does love the Eagles. He loves Gilligan's Island.
I thought
that part.
I know he likes Lost. There was that classic campaign ad where he went in about his pop culture.
Yeah, you know? I don't remember Gilligan's Island or Lost. I remember the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles.
I did not see eye to eye with him on the Eagles. Not a big Eagles fan on this show.
I hope JB's out there
doing it. Perfect person.
Read the Chicago Reader to get up to speed on what's what in Chicago. Culture. Food. Arts and entertainment, weekly concert listings, weekly event listings, the environment, travel. I can continue, but you get the point. And for all of you Chicago political junkies, raw weekly columns on real city politics from Maya Dukmasova and our very own Ben Jarofsky. The Chicago Reader, free to the public in newsstands throughout the city and online at chicagoreader.com. Read it now and be a more informed Chicagoan.
But we got to get down to business.
All yes,
right, Bob Guibert.
It is primary season, and we have more Illinois candidates being endorsed, and we're going to unpack three of them.
All right. One, two, three.
Oh, he can count, guys. Mm. Oh, you are ready to go for tonight.
Got it.
All right. We're going to unpack three of them. The first two, speculation-free. The other one, I don't know. Our colleagues at the Chicago Sun-Times have their pick in the heated 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary. Remember, last time round one was a razor-thin election. It's Dino Dan Lipinski, Marie Newman, the real Democrat, round two, and a couple of others.
I'm Rush Darwish, and I approve this message.
Sadly, the Sun-Times does not have a crush on Rush, no. In fact, they announced this morning that they agree with Marie. Yeah, the Chicago Sun-Times is endorsing Marie Newman. Here's the piece from the Sun-Times editorial board. Democratic
Democratic voters in this district deserve to be represented by a consistent fighter for better health care, especially at the Trump as the Trump administration continues its assault on the Affordable Care Act. Maureen Newman, a businesswoman from LaGrange, leaves no doubt that she would make that fight.
Dan Lipinski, as everybody knows, is perhaps the most conservative Democrat in the House. He's so far to the right, he pretty much is a Republican, particularly on the issue of choice, vehemently opposed to abortion rights almost in any instance. So that's perhaps where he's most vulnerable. But he's also vulnerable on the issue of health care. The Democratic Party as a whole has pretty much agreed that we need to solidify, bolster, and strengthen health care in this country, maybe even move to the left. Oh, yeah. Do you think so, guys? You think it's about time? We had national health care. I don't know. The whole rest of the world has it. But slowly, the Democratic Party is moving left of this. I'm going to give a little shout out to Bernie Sanders. I know it's not popular with my centrist friends, but he's the reason that the Democratic parties have moved to the left. That you see in the debates, Amy Klobuchar's of the world saying, yes, I believe in a public option, but if you like your private care insurance, you should keep it. At least she's saying, I believe in a public option, and we owe Bernie thanks to that. Dan Lipinski, straggling on that issue, not quite sure where he stands on that issue. So even if you... if you're, for some reason, indifferent on the matter of abortion rights, which I can't imagine anybody being indifferent to it, but let's say you are indifferent, it just doesn't matter to you. I would hope healthcare would matter to you. And Marie Newman is far to the left of Dan Lipinski on that matter. So, yeah, sometimes picking and choosing very carefully. Why? The justification for endorsing Marie Newman. Very interesting. As opposed to saying, God, I'm so sick of the Lipinskis on the southwest side of Chicago. These conservative Democrats in name only. Instead of saying that, which is like a legitimate point.
And remember who the Sun-Times endorsed for mayor last time around?
Lori Lightfoot.
There we go. And hey, Marie Newman picked up another big endorsement over the weekend from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Yes, along with her Kim Fox for Cook County State's Attorney candidate endorsement, she endorsed Marie Newman as well. Lightfoot said about the endorsement and Newman, quote, "It's time for the people of the 3rd District to have a real Democrat representing their values," and added that, quote, "It's no wonder some refer to Lipinski as Trump's favorite Democrat."
She said that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Lori Lightfoot and I see an eye to eye on that one. If I lived in the 3rd, I would vote for Marie Newman.
Yeah.
So Lori Lightfoot and I see eye to eye in that one.
But it's not her 3rd congressional district vote that has all the Chicago political nerds like Ben asking, what the hell, Lori? It's Lightfoot's 3rd district state rep endorsement.
Oh.
On Monday, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced that she will be endorsing Eva Dina Delgado for state rep. This election, by the way, is the one to replace the corrupt and, because of that, now former state rep Louie Arroyo. Ben, what was it that Arroyo was busted for?
Arroyo was taking bribes, allegedly taking bribes from a state senator. Wasn't it? He claims he wasn't the bribe giver. Remember that, D. Terry Link? I didn't do it. All right, whatever.
And Eva Delgado, by the way, is the woman who was handpicked by Arroyo himself to replace him. That's awkward, right?
Mm-hmm.
But wait,
Ooh. There's
more.
Okay.
And let the speculation begin, because if you were to do some research on Eva Dina Delgado's opponents, you'd learn that one of them is a public schools teacher and a CTU activist. A CTU activist who went on a hunger strike during last year's Chicago teacher strike. Her name, Nydia Carranza.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you all remember the Chicago teacher strike, right? That time when the Chicago Teachers Union tested our newly elected mayor in a 2-week back-and-forth bargaining battle royale? Well, some believe that this endorsement is proof that the grudge between the mayor and the teachers union is alive and well. Ben Jarofsky, is the endorsement proof that the grudge between the mayor and the teachers union is alive and well?
Are you asking me whether I'm part of the some that believe that?
That's correct.
Thank you, Robert Mueller. Yes, I believe. Some things don't heal. I'm just talking about it. Democrats still haven't, the wounds haven't healed from 2016. That was 4 years ago. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton still battling it out, right? Their supporters still battling out. I got Bernie Sanders supporters. Notice I didn't say that word.
I love it.
Who's Steve? I learned, Steve. I really did learn. I took to heart your criticism. Anyway, Bernie Sanders support. I know many Bernie Sanders. I will not vote for any Democrat if it's not Bernie. So there's that going on. I got centrists who hate Bernie Sanders in 2016. Why should it be the Democrats in Chicago be any different? Clearly, Lori Lightfoot has not forgotten and forgiven the battle that the mayoral battle against Tony Preckwinkle, in which the Chicago Teachers Union endorsed Tony Preckwinkle. Then there was the strike, and Lori Lightfoot's supporters were convinced that the whole strike was about getting revenge for Tony Preckwinkle losing. Why they thought teachers would go on strike, missing pay, exposing themselves to the elements just to get revenge for an election they got clobbered in, I don't know. But whatever. I'm telling you, D, when Democrats fight, they love to fight. So let's go back and unwrap this one, all right? As you were saying, Eva Dina Delgado, I think she worked for People's Gas. She's an executive from People's Gas, was appointed by the ward committeeman in the district, the third district, to replace Louis Arroyo. All right, you say, well, Ben, that's how it happens, right? That's how it goes down. When there's a vacancy in a state representative seat, the ward committeeman get to pick the person who replaces this. Okay, I'm explaining this because I know a lot of our listeners are not from Chicago. I'm explaining how the process works. Well, guess who is one of the ward committeemen who selected Eva Dina Delgado? Louis Arroyo. And guess why Louis Arroyo had to step down? Because he was nailed in a federal prosecution or federal charges of accepting bribes. So you have the guy who had walked away in disgrace naming his replacement. That is exhibit A of not how you do things in good government. That's not how you do things if you have transparency, if you believe in democracy. It's like everything that the Chicago Democratic machine stands for and what reformers are against. Right, D? And who ran against the Democratic machine? Who was elected largely because she was an opponent of the Democratic machine? Lori Lightfoot. But now she's supporting Eva Dina Delgado over Carranza, who's a public school teacher and supported by CTU. If I didn't know any better, I would say the kiss of death for Carranza and not getting Lori Lightfoot's endorsement is the endorsement of CTU. Folks, if you're outside of Chicago, the bottom line is this. We are insane, okay? We are crazy here in the city of Chicago. We would rather fight each other than join together to fight for our common interest. That's how we do it in the city of Chicago, folks. We love to fight each other. So anyway, Lori Lightfoot has decided she's going to support Eva Dina Delgado, even though Delgado was there by virtue of the fact that Louis Arroyo used his influence to get her to fill the vacancy. I remember when Michael Joseph Madigan, House Speaker, who is not exactly a reformer, but has been embarrassed by all the investigations into the Democratic Party and to some of the state reps and state senators of Springfield. When Michael Joseph Madigan said he would not allow Delgado to be seated, he's kind of dropped that threat. It's interesting, man. I'll tell you what, Chicago politics is a trip. People in Chicago would rather be fighting each other than joining forces to fight the Republicans.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say this Eva Marie Delgado's just really good.
Okay.
Eva Dina Delgado.
All right.
Can't remember her name, but I'm sure she's a great candidate.
All right. So it has nothing to do with CTU.
Nah, or the Arroyo thing. She's just good.
Yeah, she's really good. Didn't matter that Louis Arroyo named her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure she's good. Okay. You know what? Here's the deal, folks. It shouldn't have taken the seat, right? Louis Arroyo, I agree with the Sun-Times in this one. My beloved Bright One, we don't always see eye to eye when they write their editorial. Sometimes I'm like, Sun-Times, I'm not feeling this one. But in this one, I do. This thing where you hand off these vacancies, you know, where a guy gets indicted or is on the verge of getting indicted, it's been charged, I should say, gets to name his replacement. I don't know if that's good for democracy. Maybe we should just hold back and let the voters decide. I mean, we have the primary coming up in March, so, you know. But then the other argument would be, oh, well, Ben, the voters of the district, the third district, deserve a representation. They have to have representation. They can't go a day without representation. That's true in the principle. I'd also say I don't believe that. D, if we could get if you could find 1 out of 10 voters in Chicago who could tell you who their state rep is, that would be an amazing feat. All right. And you would make fun of me. Oh, what a nerd. You know who your state rep is. Do you know who your state rep is?
My state rep. Wait. Andrade. Jamie Andrade?
I think you're absolutely correct.
That's correct.
Wow.
He sent me a birthday letter in the mail. It was nice of him.
It was really nice
of
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Representative Andrade. Well, I'm stunned and impressed that you know you're still yeah, state yeah. I was going to say you're...
Co-host of the Two Fellers Eating podcast.
Dave Feller, who was a candidate for a brief moment in this race, and then dropped out to support Carranza. So anyway, listen, Chicago politics, it's a weird game. It's a weird trip, man, we have in Chicago when it comes to politics. You know what? Lori Lightfoot should have endorsed Carranza and should have said, I want to reach out to my brothers and sisters, the Chicago Teachers Union. We're all Democrats. We didn't agree. We didn't see eye to eye on the mayoral race. But you know what? I love you guys. Come on. Doesn't
this
work
little better. Light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
And my good friend Stacey Davis Gates, SDG, she should have said, I love you, Lori Lightfoot. We all can get along. And my good friend Jeanette Taylor, Alderwoman of 20th Ward, was in this show just Friday. Remember that, D?
Yes, I do.
She should have said, I love you, Lori Lightfoot. We had some disagreements on, you know, the Obama Center and the community benefits agreement, but we can get along.
Can't we all just get along?
Just get along? No. Oh, my God. So Lori Lightfoot supporting Louie Arroyo's candidate. Well, you know, you live long enough, you see it all.